back to the It's On podcast with Obel
and Naika.
Welcome. Well, I said welcome. It is the end of our last recap for this season, I guess, even though
and
I have
you are leading
and
the charge. You're back.
I am. I have to say, you know, I'm excited because I get to do this because it's actually fun for me. I just don't have time, but I'm excited whenever I get to do this with you because I know it's going to be a blast. Anyway, yeah. Before we start, what is on your mind, sis?
I was actually thinking about child labor and sexual trafficking, mm-hmm. and how I didn't know that sexual trafficking is actually legal in other countries. Mm. And I was like, wow, why would sexual trafficking be legal in other country? That doesn't make sense.
And by the way, you keep saying sexual. Are you intentionally
sex trafficking?
I'm like, what?
Okay. Yeah, I was like thinking, like, why is sex trafficking legal in other country? It doesn't make sense to me at all. And then I thought of how child labor is actually legal in Haiti, because growing up, we didn't notice that, but there was a lot of child labor in the community, the Seventh-day Adventist community. A lot of pastors would have kids that are a teen, including our parents, but they would have kids that are a teen work at their home as indentured servers to, like, take care of the house, to take care of the kids. So that's considered to be child labor. And yes,
not if they're paying them.
They pay them, but it's still child labor,
I guess.
Like, sometimes they didn't really pay them. They just provide them a home, and they consider that as payment. Mm. Like, I will provide a home for you. I will feed you, but you have to work for me. That's child labor.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's crazy how, like, when you come to the U.S., you realize how these things are morally and ethically, like, wrong. Mm-hmm. But then in other countries, it's so normal.
Mm. Haiti at this point is kind of, like, lawless right now. It's, honestly, it's lawless. So anything is pretty much happening there, which is so sad that we've gotten to that point. I mean, I wish I lived in the beautiful Haiti that my parents or my great-great-grandparents experienced, you know? But anyway, only God can say something about that. But that's interesting that you were thinking that. What made you think about that?
What did you see? The DD stuff.
Okay,
you know?
I knew it. I was like, there's hot news right now.
Yeah, the DD stuff.
Do you think he did it?
Oh, no, he did. He definitely did it because, like I said, most countries, they make an effort to make sure that sex trafficking is become illegal in the countries. Mm. But there are some countries that do not care and they don't share the same moral ethics. And they find it, you know, acceptable in their countries.
Mm. Interesting. You know? My boy is in trouble.
He is.
I hate this for his family, bruh.
I feel sorry for his children.
Yeah, that's horrible. Like, too much power can really mess up your family. And especially when you don't have self-control and you don't have strong morals and you do not fear God. So it's just a wrap. Well, I hope they get justice for the families and Biggie. Let me stop. Allegedly.
Justice for who?
I said Biggie because people keep saying they think he killed Biggie. Allegedly.
Mickey?
Biggie. Can't
Biggie,
you
Biggie,
see?
Biggie.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I can't hear you. Put your volume louder. Sorry. You're very low.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Now okay. I can hear you better. You are very low.
Okay. But yeah, so I just hope that justice is served the right way. And he learned from this mistake. But they're about to take him down. But I'm pretty sure he's a filthy rich person. And We'll see.
Well, Harvey, what is that man? Harvey Heinstein? What is it? Harvey, I don't know these people's names.
I mean, you always.
But the one that killed, himself in jail, he was found guilty, but he ended up killing himself in prison. Or did he? Someone probably murdered him because they wanted to make sure he keep his mouth sealed. Because if he had come out that he is one, then it would be bad for a lot of people.
A lot of people. Yeah, I heard.
And the not the Kennedys. Is it the Kennedys or the the Hillarys?
Oh, the Clintons. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. It is insane how many.
Even the prince that's from London. What's his name?
Harry. Not Prince Harry, sorry. Prince Harry denounced his family.
I didn't read the indictment, but the.
We get it.
One of those princes that's in London right now.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
He was part of the Harvey. Is it Harvey Heinstein? I don't know his name, and I hate that. I need to make sure I got the name right.
Okay. Go ahead. Find it. I mean, there's so
Harvey
much going
Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Because I'm like, it sounds like you were saying it right, but I couldn't correct you because I'm Harvey bad with Weinstein. Names.
Yeah, he was involved with the sex offender stuff.
I see. Well, that is crazy. That is.
Anyways, is there anything on your mind?
Like a lot of things happening in this world. It's crazy. It's making me anxious. But I was thinking that what I was actually thinking before we started this podcast, something serious, it's about how my anxiety is about to rise in the next couple of weeks. Because I feel like whenever there's a lot of people, but I get to see you, I'm excited for that. But I feel like whenever I'm in a room with a lot of people, I just get anxious. You see that sometimes, like when there's a lot of people around, like I start getting hyper and very like just a go. So I'm getting myself prepared for that. But I'm just excited to see you.
It's only gonna be me in the house, right? There's going to be more people?
No, but I'm saying, like, in general, we're going to have a lot of people around. It's not just that.
Who's staying with you? Is your in-law staying with you?
Some of them, yeah. But not for long, though. And that's not an issue because I'm the people that, you know, my family is fine. It's just that everybody else.
What? Everybody else?
I mean, come on. Nah. It's going to be a lot of more people coming over. I'm going to get to see.
I thought they were all going to end these houses.
That doesn't mean anything. I'm not talking about people sleeping over because that's different than being around everybody. I'm a loner.
Oh, okay. So the fact that, because I'm like every weekend you with all your in-laws. Like,
that's different though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not just them. It's about to be like.
Oh, how many people are inviting? Like, that's
a lot of people. Work is gonna be there. Yes,
I feel like it's gonna be an intimate, not as much as your wedding.
Oh, it's gonna get close to that. I mean, well, not it might not, but yes, it's gonna be the amount that
had 300 people.
I know the amount that we wanted to have at our wedding is what they might have. Yeah, the amount that we wanted to have because
you end up having 300.
I know, but I'm saying the amount that we initially was supposed to have, which was 200.
230, you mean?
200.
No, literally your wedding, you were aiming for 230 and 300 ended up showing up. I don't know how, because we were in the middle of the we were in the middle of nowhere, the countryside. But no,
in the middle of COVID on top of that.
And 300 shows up.
So like, can you imagine in the middle of COVID, I had 300 people at my wedding? What if I didn't have COVID?
Mind you, the wedding started like 2 hours late. And
I know. What if I didn't have What if I didn't have
COVID?
What if we didn't have COVID? Like, me and Jiffy say that all the time. It would have been at least 500 max, minimum.
How?
But nah, we wouldn't be able to do it. I want to tell everybody to get out of here.
I don't even understand. Yeah, I know a lot of people, so I get it.
That was crazy. Now I see why people be like, strict, don't tell people they're getting married if they're already married. Like, I get it because, bruh, we were so shocked.
We have so many people.
We came out of it, though. I know.
We have so many weddings.
We have so many weddings. I know. It's crazy. There's like, we don't want to list them.
We have five.
We don't have to name them, but yes, there's a lot.
I'm not going to name any, but I'm just saying we have five weddings, a lot of proposals.
Oh, yeah, that is.
It's wedding season. It's marriage season.
Proposals? Okay.
Yeah. Trust me. People don't follow my podcast. The people that are... The people that are part of the proposal do not listen to this.
Okay, good.
So we're good.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Because I know who you're talking about, but I'm just like, why would you say that? And I'm not going and repeat it again, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to get to this recap because I have to say, hands down, Joey was the best bachelor. And I said I was going to watch his season, and I would have regretted not watching his season, which is very interesting. Mm. Now, I don't know if I'm going to watch the Asian girl season because she seemed like she's going
to
be...
Did you listen to our old episode?
No.
Of the podcast?
I should have.
We were raving how, oh my gosh, Jen is so amazing. We should have her on our podcast. She lives in Miami. We can force ourselves
She
to be
is
her
amazing,
friend.
But I don't know if... I feel like her season's
and
not going
to
be about love.
She gets announced to become the Bachelorette. You think she's not ready for lunch?
Yeah.
It's so funny because Bruno was saying she's from Miami. She's just a Miami girl.
She's not going to.
But I don't see that. I feel like
she's ready to just have fun. And now that she's in, you know, in the first lead as an Asian American to take the lead on Bachelor, I feel like she's just going to enjoy as much as she can. But I don't see it working out for her, which is weird. I don't know why. I want it to work out for her, but I just see her like, girl, you were young. You're a medical doctor now. Is she a medical doctor?
No, she's just a PA. Not just a PA, because people hate when people say, she's just a this or she's just a that.
I know. She's
no,
a PA.
She's a PA.
Okay.
I was like talking to this doctor and I'm like, are you just a PhD doctor? He said, no, I'm not just a PhD doctor. I'm a PhD doctor. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. He's like, I'm just blessing with you. I'm like, no, you mean it.
Everybody gets PhDs now, so it's not a big deal.
No, he's like, I'm not just a PhD.
It's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but if that's your goal and you achieved it, congratulations. I support, you know, people who go for what they want. But it's like, it's not.
They want
like,
you to put a respect on their name, okay?
I know.
Don't say, are you just this? They're like, no, I am the.
I get it, but just don't let it get to your head because sis, there are doctors.
They do, literally. I was talking to one of my friend group from church and he was saying like he has a roommate where he's always arguing with the roommate. And I'm like, you need to straighten him up. And he's like, well, if I try to straighten him up, he's going to say like, I'm in PhD, like I'm in PA, I'm earning my PhD. Like he's going to say I'm in grad school. And you know, he is in grad school. And I'm like, what? He's like, so basically he feels like you should treat him with a different respect and you have to like treat him in a way where you have to kind of bow down to them because they are
those are the people, PhD. You know, those are the people, like, I feel like when people that probably didn't earn a PhD get to hire those type of people to work for them as they become the millionaire and they're not kind of situation.
Exactly.
So it's like, come on, dude. I love education and I root for everybody for that, but like, don't get that stuff.
Treat it as a way for you to be an asshole or for you to be arrogant about it.
Yeah.
Or for you to make people feel less than.
Less like, than. Yeah.
Anyone can actually get a PhD.
Technically.
Not everyone is willing or have the opportunity to.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. Basically.
But anyone can, so humble thyself. Anyways.
Anyway.
She's APA.
Okay. All to say, she's APA. So I guess I'll see if I watch her season, because I said the same thing about Joey. I feel like this franchise is just going to be dear to our hearts, because I just like she's talking to you good. About it. But she's I just don't think she's going to find love, which is sad.
It's okay. Like, maybe she might find love for a short period of time. But
anyway.
Yeah. What did you love about Joey? Because you say he was the okay. best. Like, what
so made this him is the best? This is why I think Joey was the best bachelor of all time. And I think he came off across as a very sincere person. Because even though he knew what he signed up for and he embraced the process wholeheartedly, but I think that he strongly believed that he needed to make sure that he didn't lead anybody on. And I think because of those core values that he holds, I think mm-hmm. that really came across on our screen, and we kind of saw the stand-up guy that he actually is. And mind you, he could be hiding his flaws very well because it is a TV show. Mm-hmm. But for him to have done it that well, it's kind of almost impossible. You know what I mean? It's really like, we would see a little bit of his flaw. We would see a little something.
I wish I did.
I mean, he's kind of Gemini. So yeah, he seemed like almost like he was well prepared for this mm-hmm. and navigated it so well and very intellectually. Like, I think he was just very, like, I think he was made for the role. Yeah. Because in order for you, because I could tell he probably was hurting. But at the same time, it's like he controlled his emotions so well, and he was able to navigate it in this kind of environment. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I've never seen something weird like this before, where two women at the end had that much of a bond and they handled it with such grace and so beautifully. I feel like it takes a lot to do that. But it was weird. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. It's still weird to me, but it's just like, they handle it so beautifully. And I feel like, okay, for, you know, Women History Month or something like that, I feel like that's something that was kind of kind of endearing to see. Mm-hmm. The way that, what's her name?
Kelsey
and Daisy handled it. Or I actually say the way Daisy handled it.
And Kelsey,
yeah. I mean, well, the reason why I'm saying Daisy, because I feel like Daisy was more of a kind of like in the loose end, I don't know if that's the right terminology, but she was not on the winning side. Technically she won, but I feel like it was still more like Kelsey's heart was not broken. Daisy's was. So
yeah.
Daisy could have been more bitter about it, or maybe more fake about it. And I'm sure she probably was hurting, but the way that she handled it was really good. And also Kelsey, the way she handled it was good. But I feel like Kelsey had an upper hand, where she's like, I'm happy with my man and whatever. Thank you for supporting me, kind of thing. Whereas Daisy's like, I support you even though my heart is broken. And I thought this was going to be my man, which is super weird, super like unconventional. Like, I don't recommend this for anybody, honestly.
What I like the most is Joey was literally giving her lots of hints
that yes. she's
not the one. And yes. I respect that.
And it's I respect that. It's like, yeah.
I do not want you to be blindsided.
Yep.
I'm not going to reassure you, but I'm going to remind you that I enjoyed the time that we spent together.
Exactly.
And I wish happiness
for you. Literally.
Over and over.
Joey is a stand-up guy. I love that he did that. He did that so well.
I do not want to blindside you. Like,
it's kind of like he was hinting that she's not the one. And I love that he did that. And I'm glad they didn't edit it out too, because I feel like the producers could have edited it perfectly well, make it look like something that it's not. He made it
almost impossible.
He did.
Because the fact that he reiterated himself many times in every little situation.
I know.
During the date where they were doing the weird voodoo stuff. I don't know what they were doing.
By the way, I have speaking of voodoo.
Throughout the night, the voodoo doll, the minute I
that's what I said.
Yeah, Kelsey, right?
Kelsey? No, I said the voodoo doll worked.
That's what I said. The minute when they were literally doing the intro of like her journey and I saw the voodoo doll, my eyes was like, I told Bruno, "Woy,
the voodoo
she's gonna win." That's before she even went. I was like, "Woy, I forgot about this voodoo doll. She's gonna win." She poked Joey.
And he's in love. He's really
yeah. He poked her, But now I'm concerned because how long is she going to take keep that little voodoo doll poked for?
She kissed the voodoo doll. She said, do you feel that? And I'm like, this is creepy. And then,
you know, she lives in New Orleans. They believe in
those things.
They believe in those things. A lot of women in Haiti, that's how they get their women.
Yeah, or men, yeah.
By poking the voodoo doll. It's a real thing, y'all.
It is. It's a real, real thing.
That voodoo doll, it got me doubting. It got me doubting heavy.
It got me doubting too. I don't know if she's in some black magic thing, but.
And then I started seeing her different. I'm like, oh, something about her hair. I don't know something about her eyes. I started seeing her different.
That is so funny.
You didn't feel that too?
I did. I was just like looking at her. I'm like, she's beautiful. She seems kind and bright. But it's like, I don't know, her smile. It seems like she's looking through you. It's the Christian in us. We have to judge.
We're not judging. Those things exist.
They do, but it's just like, I honestly want to have Kelsey on here and ask her straight up, do you practice voodooism?
I wish somebody asked her that question, but I know it might be so offensive. But I would say, she said the voodoo doll work. Somebody said that. I think after the final rolls, thingy, they're like, yeah, I guess the voodoo doll worked. Like I don't know if I saw it on my social media.
Yeah, page, I think she said it. That. I thought she
someone
said
the voodoo doll worked. But the minute I saw the voodoo doll, I'm like, is this weird.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh my god, what if she's a witch? Let me stop.
Yeah, what if she practices, you know, these little weird
crystals magic and stuff and.
No, crystal girls will tell you it's not magic. It's not magic. It's the universe.
That's crazy. That's horrible. That is terrible.
It's terrible because that's very offensive to people who practice that type of religion.
Okay, whatever. I'm sorry. I don't practice it. I'm like, I don't practice that.
See,
but
I don't practice this. I don't get it. But
I don't get it. I would never try to play and mess with
Lord
that.
Jesus Christ,
I believe in Jesus,
Savior.
That's it. That's
Amen.
It. Yep. Nothing can come for me. But I do actually believe that it's real. I'm not saying that I don't practice it and I don't believe in it, but I do believe that it is real and it does exist.
Maybe somebody should look into that. Like, what is the voodoo doll signify? Like, what is its meaning? Why do people use
it? I don't know. I don't
know.
I'm
going to search it.
Yeah, you can. I'm pretty sure knowledge is everywhere now on Google. So you can find out. But anyway, I feel like the season ended well. Let's dissect the episode kind of. I feel like we're just talking in general.
I found it. Voodoo is a religion that originated in Africa and has evolved in various forms in different parts of. Not voodoo, bro. Hold on. Voodoo doll.
Oh, God. You're really out here. Why don't you do your research later and then share with us later?
I want to share with the pod.
Okay, go ahead. We're waiting, Nana.
In popular culture, a voodoo doll is often portrayed as a small figure or doll used in magical rituals to represent a person, often with the intention of causing harm or influencing their actions.
Mm-hmm.
However, this depiction is largely a misconception and exaggeration. In traditional voodoo practices, there isn't a direct equivalent to the stereotypical voodoo doll used for cursing or harming others. Instead, voodoo dolls, if they are used at all, are typically employed for positive purpose, such as healing or protection. They may be used in rituals to represent individuals for whom prayers, blessing, or healing energies are directed. It's essential to recognize that voodoo, like any religion or spiritual tradition, is diverse and can vary in its practice and interpretation among different communities and practitioners. Mm. The portrayal of voodoo dolls in popular culture often sensationalize and misrepresent the religion.
That's somebody who practices voodoo writing this.
Sounds like everything is in favor of people.
Let me stop. I mean, well, think about
it. It's part, that's what we thought, to influence people's
actions. Influence with actions, yeah. I mean, it could be both. It could be both. Because, I mean, originally people did use it for that, for healing or for protection. So I do know that because I know this history with Haiti where they actually used it to fight back and to get protection and to actually get their, you know, their freedom and independence. But at the same time, people do use it to, you know, when they're protecting their family, what do you think they're doing? They're just kiki-kaing with you? No. They're protecting their family by making sure you don't harm them back.
Yeah, because here it says, in traditional voodoo practices, the use of voodoo doll to manipulate someone's feeling, such as making them fall in love. Oh, never
mind. I really wonder how does that actually go. I mean, I'm very curious about that stuff, but I don't want to tap into that kind of knowledge, to be honest. Like, there are certain things I just want to stay away from. I just want to be aware that it does exist and that it's real out there for those people and that practice it. But I know my God is realer and he's bigger. Really, and rooting for you can't touch me, honey, if God doesn't let you. That's all I'm going to say. If God doesn't let you, you can't touch me. Period. But you got to be really in the word of God, though, for that to not happen to you.
That's what I be feeling.
Can't just be one foot in and one foot out, because then he will not just attack you. He will take you out. But you got to be really in the word of God. But anyway, let's continue on.
She did not use her voodoo for that purpose.
Yeah, that's kind of offensive.
I mean, she was one of the prettiest.
She was one of the prettiest. She definitely was the prettiest. It's sad. I'm sad Maria is not the bachelorette, but it's okay. She's better off not being the bachelorette because I feel like this could have been spinned around in a very bad way that's not in favor of her.
Yeah, I think Maria is an F girl. Like, she's not really fully ready for a real marriage and commitment.
So yeah, I could tell too. Yeah,
she should just stick around and wait for like a celebrity to reach out to her. Like, you know, Sydney, she's now married to a football player, Warner.
Oh,
like, he's one of the biggest football player. He made it to the
NFL,
the NFL final championship. Oh. She made it to the Super Bowl, and look at her now. Maybe that's what Maria is probably waiting for.
Yeah,
a successful NFL player to hit her up.
I'm dead. Well, maybe, maybe. So, tell me what you think about the episode that last aired. The dates, everything, how Daisy find out that he wasn't really feeling her. The date with Kelsey, what did you see? Because I could see all of the differences.
I mean, literally, like we mentioned, the date with Daisy, he really did not give her any reassurance, but except he was very showing gratitude towards like Daisy for knowing her, for her opening up and wishing her the best. It was like goodbye type of the last date. And we all could see it. Even Daisy had a feeling. And then with Kelsey, he kept reassuring her, telling her she should not be worried and that this is almost over. There's nothing to worry about. Almost like, I'm picking you. I'm picking you. Don't worry, I'm picking you. And yeah, that's what made him one of the best bachelor, because not blindsiding someone was really the thoughtful best approach.
Yeah.
The best approach to do it. Although it's hurtful, but it's the best approach. I hate when the lead act like they don't know who they're going to pick.
When they really do
when
know.
When they actually know. Apparently, some of them like be saying, no, I really don't know.
Yeah, they really don't
some
know.
Some of them really feel like
But you know, don't. Some people probably don't know for real they because they are in that they're indecisive.
Ari.
And it's a really.
He really didn't know.
Yeah.
He literally picked Becca and then married Lauren and now have three kids with her.
But I think he knew it was Lauren. To be honest, I feel like he felt bad for hurting.
All the way into the season, he broke up with Becca. So he did not know.
Oh.
While the season was airing.
He was with Becca?
The first week of the season. Airing, playing.
So he just kept thinking about Lauren the whole time.
Yes, exactly. So he did not know until the thing was over him.
Now that he's with Lauren.
He realized that, ooh, I don't think I like Becca. I think I miss Lauren.
Oh, you mean when he got with Lauren? But I'm happy. No, I mean, they're happy though. But I'm happy there. I mean, they have their little cute little kids. So you're right.
Some people don't know, but
yeah,
Joey knew.
Joey knew. He was
not misleading.
Which I loved. I love seeing that for them.
Yeah, I do too. You know who else knew? Nick Viall knew that he was gonna pick that girl.
Yeah, of course he did. But he was not gonna pick. But he led them on though.
He didn't lead that other girl on all the way, especially Rachel Lindsay.
No, obviously we knew he wasn't gonna pick Rachel, but Raven. Was the last Raven. Two.
Not that much.
I don't think so.
I felt like she knew as well.
Maybe she didn't for the purpose of the show. They didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a great season. They had him talk to who again?
No one. He talks to someone?
Did he talk to Maria?
Ring?
Oh yeah, the ring is different.
Very different. It looks like
the old ring,
Meghan Markle's ring.
Oh really?
Yeah, because Meghan Markle, Harry. I read his book, Harry. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't read his book.
I listened to his book,
the audio book.
Yeah.
But he picked Diana's ring, earrings, and put them in the diamonds. The earrings had like stone, like real diamond stone. And he put
both. That's his mom, right?
Yeah, his mother's. And he put both of them on the side and then a single stone in the middle that he chose.
Nice.
So it's like an angel type of ring.
Yeah. Makes sense. It was nice actually. It was big. It's like a rock. It looks like a big rock.
It does because when of the two stones on the side. That's a big rock.
Yeah, it was big.
But do you feel like they're gonna last though?
I hope they do.
Very pretty couples.
They are very pretty.
I feel like beautiful couples never.
That's not true. Together. They look like they might last. Cause, I mean, Joey looks like he's so in like love. He feels like she could do nothing wrong, and she's all bright and bubbly, and he's chill and relaxed. But I feel like he's happy around her for now. But I really hope they last. They look beautiful together. You know why I think they might last though? Because I feel like he carried himself a lot better than most Bachelor would have. I said the same thing about what's his name, the one that's with
Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
Zach didn't carry himself well at all. He slept with both girls.
No.
And then he went and told the whole world that he slept with the girl.
Oh, he did. I forgot. He did.
So everyone know what he did. His dirty little secret.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that is true. I forgot he did. Never mind. Zach was, Oh, I guess all of the no wonder Joey was the best Bachelor because Zach did it. Clayton,
Now I want to know if Joey slept with someone, though, to be honest.
He didn't want to. If he did, he didn't want to make it seem like it happened.
We will never
know. We will never know, which I love.
Unless someone spilled a tea.
I love that. I love that it was private, to be honest. I love that it was private.
I love that. But I still think, because he says that he's still having to, like, you know, work through something with Chelsea. It's not easy in watching the season back and being in that moment.
But she probably asked.
Still slept with someone.
He probably asked,
I'm not going to lie.
Rachel? You think he slept with Rachel?
I think he slept with Rachel.
Damn.
Because maybe not Daisy, but definitely Rachel.
Yeah, maybe not Daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you sleep with someone, it's harder to kind of... Because Rachel looked like she was the most hurt.
And I feel like they had a good...
No, but I don't think he would have done that. No, I don't think he would. Because Daisy spoke highly of him. I don't think he slept with Rachel. I'm not going to say that. You know why? Because if she did, and then, like... have her leave the next day, that would be horrible.
Why is that horrible? Other bachelors do it all the time.
That's crazy.
I think it's more of like, I don't want people to stone you and I don't want people to talk about our sexual relationship. But that is something that I hold dear to me and that I wanted to explore. And maybe once after he explored it, it was just awkward. It was just not,
it's not what he was giving.
Yeah.
So you think he did it with, what's her name? Kelsey?
Yeah, we just may never know, but I think he did.
I don't know. Girl, why are we speculating people's sex life? I don't care
because
to find out.
Because they are on a TV show.
I know, but I don't care to find out if they did or not.
I don't, but I just, that's my assumption.
I just care about sexy mommy, and that's all I care about.
Period.
But I think that's it for today, because I don't see anything much.
There's
just say.
Much.
They exaggerated it. They exaggerated it so much. I was waiting for his heart to be broken. I was waiting for something close to what happened with what's his name? Becca season Harry.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
The one that married Lauren.
Ari.
Yeah,
it was not that.
It was not that big of a deal. They just
very normal
blew it out of proportion to me.
They really did. Making it seem like on the woman tell all, what happened is so bad that Joey have to
recover
right now. Like,
stop. Jesse, come on, you sold
yeah,
us.
Jesse saying that.
Jesse
I
sold.
I wasn't sold.
Jesse did.
You believed it?
Yeah, I believed it because I really thought it was going to be. But now I'm not going to believe it because I realized Jesse's too dramatic. When Chris Harrison said it, I ain't going to lie. A lot of it actually came true. They were real. But
Jesse was not lying.
He wasn't lying. We've never seen that before.
Yeah, he never said.
He never says the most dramatic season ever.
You've never seen something
like this before. Yeah, you've never seen something like this happen before. Yeah. So he didn't lie. But I actually like Jesse.
I do.
I like him. Even though he's a Chris 2.0.
More than Chris Harrison.
Me too. He has a lot more banter.
With Chris Harrison, there's an undertone of evil for me. But with Jesse, I feel like there's an undertone of pureness.
Yeah, yeah.
You get it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Chris Harrison was about his money, and I think he was just doing things that favor his people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And where he would favor certain people over others.
Others,
I feel like Jesse's just, it's either I don't favor none.
Yeah.
Or I'm with everyone.
Yeah. Jesse seems a lot more pure and just casual and just having fun. Yeah. But he took his job. He takes his job really seriously, which I like. Because
he be looking hella tired. I know he just had a baby. So he has to go back and forth.
And forth. Yeah.
I feel sorry for dads. You know, dad struggles too. People always talk about moms. And how like it's a big transition for them.
Dads that are active. Let's just say
active
that.
Active
dads struggle.
Active dad because there are dads
that don't
neglect.
They're not in their
they
family's
neglect,
life.
They don't like, they feel like it's the mom job to give 100% and not
exactly.
Theirs.
Dads that are active, they struggle too. Anyway, this was fun.
It was.
Are you
anything else you'd like to cover? We will be back with more real estate podcasts.
When?
That's coming up. We have a lender that should be coming and talking to us, but we're not going to just end the podcast and not record anything at all, guys, even though the season is over. We will make sure you enjoy a little bit of content from us. Maybe not Obel, because Obel is pretty busy.
I am very busy, but I don't mind us replaying old podcasts. We can play old stuff that we did, and then it's our 100th episode. We already passed our 100th episode.
For our 100th episode, we need to have, I think we should plan something big for them. We should celebrate because we are at 100th episode, which is crazy.
I know. Can you believe it?
We did 100th episode? Well, I did.
Sorry because we're not active on social media because Naika won't take over the account. I take over all the other accounts, and I told her from the get-go when we started, you're going to take over Instagram because I have way too many Instagram.
Yeah, but I think we should have Corinne back for 100th episode. She's one of the best podcasts that we've had, and I want to bring her back as a guest to speak about, you know, I hate that word, but
femininity.
Okay. So we should have her back and then celebrate our 100 and probably 5 episode with her.
Okay.
Because I think our audience really loved her.
Yeah. They did.
So hopefully we can have her next week or in 2 weeks.
No, because I'm going to be on vacation in 2 weeks. Remember?
Yeah, I want to do it before the wedding.
Because, oh, no. Like, the before the wedding, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be in meetings all week. I have so many different meetings with clients and contracts.
Well, the podcast got to keep going.
Well, honey, you can. With you
or
can.
Without you, honey.
I know, you can.
I love my listeners. I'm not going to leave them for like 2 weeks with no content.
I feel you. You can. I honestly think you should. But I was thinking a little something bigger. We actually go live and talk about it on our page and just...
But you're not going to be available.
But so I just said we can do it after. We don't have to do it right away. We can do it after.
Okay.
Yeah.
But once after come, like, the new seasons are going to start. We're going to have to recap things. I don't want it, like,
when is this new season anyway?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think
it's starting. Exactly. Now. It's not starting anytime soon because they would have said, your journey has already started.
There's no paradise this year. They're just literally going straight into shooting The Bachelor.
Exactly. The Bachelorette, you mean. Yeah, so it's like.
They already have the men for The Bachelor, which is so annoying. I was going to, like, find some guys to recruit for this season.
Yeah, they already have the men.
I don't like
that. They're ready. But how did they have the men already when she wasn't even announced? Did she know? They probably
know.
They
don't usually care, by the way. They just want to be on TV.
But wouldn't they pick men that actually matches her? That she, like, wouldn't they ask her what she likes, who they want?
Or maybe the kind of men they're picking this season, they probably feel like, oh, those guys are not that attractive. Let me stop. They're basic, so we're going to go for
one that
I feel like is matched.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Do that
no.
sometimes. Look how they try Charity.
I know. They don't give Charity. But honestly,
on that season.
But they gave her good shot. Honestly, but they still gave her a shot at real love. At real love. Because you could have had all these great looking men and then they don't really love her.
That's true. So, and she picked well.
She picked Dotem, exactly. And Dotem seems like he's kind, he's true, mm-hmm. he's smart, and he loves her. That's and that's all that matters, honestly. We need to get off my back. Get off my dog back.
Get off who's back?
Dotem back.
No one was on Dotem.
But Charity acts so preppy. I'm just so happy. She's cute.
I know.
She's really like cute, though. White girl. I didn't want to say that, Nika. Oh my God.
She acts like a blonde.
I didn't want to say
not
that.
Not even a little white girl, because if you see Travis.
Kelsey?
No, not Travis Kelsey. Oh. Travis Barker's daughter. I forgot her name. Travis Barker's daughter. Savannah, I believe.
I don't know.
Go look at Travis Barker's daughter. She's a white girl. And go look at her. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to send you to her right now. Alabama is her name. My bad. This is Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama.
Yeah.
You see her?
Yeah.
No, look at Travis Barker's daughter on Instagram.
I don't have time to look it up now. Sorry, okay, I'm already dodging into my
look.
My email. Let me see. Oh,
this is a white girl.
She's white. Yeah. Did she get her body done? I guess.
No, she's just a thick girl.
No way.
Charity's not close to this girl.
She is good.
And she's a white girl.
She got her body done on that. Come on,
she didn't get no body done. She's thick. She's like her mama. She doesn't have her body done. I don't know why I keep saying that. She's just a thick girl. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for enjoying and recapping this season with us. We thank you for your support. If you want us to be big, I will repeat, leave us a rating right now, mm-hmm. like right now. If you really support us, I know there's a lot of you guys who listen. Just give us a hit the review button. Just give us a 5-star rating right now, please. Please. Or you can even comment. Wherever you're listening from, we love you. We enjoy our community. And we will be back with more episode next week. Even though we are done recapping Love is Blind and The Bachelorette, but we will be back with more content. And it's going to be just like life content, something that you can enjoy. It's not going to be a recap, but something you can relate to. And we'll chat soon, guys. We are off with
Obel
and Naika.
If you're listening
to this in the morning,
good morning.
If you're listening to us at night,
good night.
Bye.
Bye.